please turn to Psalm 46 in your Bibles.
I'm going to read something that I wrote on Facebook this morning, because I was in Romans 16 in our daily Bible reading today. And I was so excited about what Paul was saying. He loved these people. He loved the Romans, and he loved this special group of people. And you can tell that by his greetings, his salutations at the end of this letter. He just wants everybody blessed and everybody encouraged. And you kind of get a little feeling. Sometimes we think Paul is kind of hard-nosed in his writing, and he's, you know, he lays it out, and you should do this, 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 and this. However, you can see his real heart in the end of that chapter, at the end of chapter 16, Romans 16, because he's sharing his love for these people. And I wrote on Facebook this morning, because I connect with many people that we used to minister to, and, of course, with all my family. And I said, our Heavenly Father is able to establish us in Him. Our Heavenly Father is able to establish Jeannie in God. Because that's what Romans is saying to these people. That's what Paul is saying in Romans to the people. He's saying, God is able to establish you. I just put my hands up in the air. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to establish me. I'm not going to establish me. Because if I did it, I'd get it all messed up. So I went on to say, oh, bless the Lord. We don't have to do it alone or by ourselves in our own power, but we look favorably to Him and keep our eyes fixed on Him, and He will indeed establish us. That gives Him great pleasure to do so. And I've said that before here. I want to give God pleasure. I want to be pleasurable to Him. And if I look to Him and let Him do His work in me, then I'm making God happy. I like that. I like that. I want Him to look and smile and say, oops, she finally surrendered today. How long is it going to last? Okay, I'm just going to keep it up, and keep it up. So we need to be encouraging one another and reminding each other that it's not our good works. It's not what we're doing, but it's what He's doing in us. Now, on to Psalm 46. As you see it there in your own Bible, just take a minute, just take a second and kind of read through it. There's only 11 verses. Go ahead. I'll give a chance. I'll keep still. Psalm 46. Oh, you guys are sunk, aren't you? Okay. Well,
we're okay.
You'll hear it when I say it. Okay, I see people looking back up at me. Psalm 46 was Martin Luther's favorite psalm. When he wrote that great Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, he probably had this in mind. God is our refuge, He's our strength, and a very present help when we are in trouble. Men down through the ages have found this to be true, absolutely. Wesley says, verse 1 and 7 are about the safety of the church under God's care, and 8 through 11 are an exhortation to behold His works and to trust in Him. There's storms blowing outside today. This is going on what Wesley's saying. There's storms blowing outside today. We are living in a mean old world, a wicked world. Tremendous changes are taking place. There are even convulsions in nature today. He tells us to be calm in the time of the storm. Christ, you remember, was in a storm with His disciples, and He went to sleep. When they roused Him from His sleep, He had more trouble calming the disciples than He had calming the storm. Many of us are like those men. We don't know what it is to wait patiently before Him. This is a psalm that will be a great blessing in the future, but it also is a comfort and a blessing for all God's people today. This psalm works for you and me today. This psalm is one of those ones to highlight in your Bibles, because as the times get darker, we're going to hold on to psalms like this. It's a good one, people. Remember that. 4 and 6 equals 10, okay? Remember 10 and then go on. and then go to 46. Okay? Let's stand and let's say it together from the Message Bible. We're going to say the whole thing, all 11 verses, because it's a good one. A song of the sons of Korah. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in the sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, this sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service. From crack of dawn, godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. Attention all, see the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth. Bans war from pole to pole, breaks all weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic, take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. That's your God I'm talking about.
That's
my God I'm talking about. And no matter what happens, he's above it all. I love the phrase, he's above politics.
Amen.
Amen. He's above everything, and he's the one we need to be looking toward.
Amen.
Because he is good. How long is he good?
Forever.
Amen.
He's
Let's
good.
Do it.